Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios from the DWR, I have Morgan Jacobson. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am very good. Excited to have you in the studios. It is a very exciting time in the Castle Country area. We know people all over the place. Carbon, Emery County, Grand, San Juan. Big hunters, and this is the time of year that we need to keep them some updates going on.
That's right. So our general season rifle deer hunt is coming up. That runs October 21st through 29th. So like you said, it's a really exciting time. We're excited, and it's looking like a great year for deer hunting. So, you know, one thing we want people to keep in mind while they're out in the field is our conservation officers will be out there every day. But they're spread pretty thin. You know, Utah's a big state. We have a lot of public huntable land. And so we want hunters to help us out by keeping an eye on things, watching out for potential poaching cases, things like that. And it's something that we've relied on hunters for years, and they've done a great job, and they're out in the field a lot. So we kind of rely on them to let us know what's going on and if whether they see anything suspicious.
You know, it's really easy for somebody to kind of think that, all right, I don't see anyone around, I'm good. But that's the catch with hunting is you're in camo, you're supposed to be hidden. So you never know, somebody could be watching you. And, you know, if you've got the respect and the love for the sport, you do know how wrong poaching is. So for those hunters that do say, all right, I see something suspicious going on, what do I do? You guys make it really easy for them to kind of give the information that they do have.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a 24/7 hotline that hunters can call, or anyone can call, whether they be, you know, recreating in some other way. That hotline is 1-800-662-DEER. That's 1-800-662-3337. And like I said, that's staff 24/7. They can call and report whether they see, you know, suspicious activity. And that might include, you know, a hunter shooting an animal and then leaving it, or somebody comes on a dead carcass and the head is removed, or anything like that. You know, we want people to call that hotline and report that. So that, you know, that hotline's available. If you have the Division of Wildlife Resources app on your smartphone, you can find it there. It's also right on your hunting license, I believe, too. You know, we encourage people to program that into their phones before they go out into the field so you don't forget. It's there when you need it. And, you know, the other thing that we encourage people to do is to be a good witness. You know, if you see something that doesn't look right, make a note of where that's happening, what time it's happening. You know, if you have a GPS unit, take a lat and long of where that's occurring. Look for license plates. Make a note of vehicle descriptions and or person descriptions, and just kind of, you know, what's going on, I guess. So, you know, again, that hotline that we want people to call is 1-800-662-DEER. That's 1-800-662-3337.
Very good. Well, Morgan, switching gears really quick, we're talking hunting, but let's move on over to fishing for a minute.
Great. So one thing we're really excited about and want people to know about is how things are going at Schofield Reservoir. So a couple months ago, we had Justin Hart, our aquatics manager for the southeastern region, come in and talk about the new management plan for Schofield. We know there's a lot of chubs in the reservoir, and it's kind of caused a problem for the trout fishery. So this year we've taken a lot of public feedback. We've convened an advisory committee, and the new management plan involves stocking three new species in the Schofield Reservoir. That includes tiger muskies, wiper, which is a type of bass, and sterile walleye. And these are all three are sterile species, but what those are three predator species that are going to eat a lot of those chubs and make room for better trout fishing again. So, in fact, just the past couple weeks, we've done a gill netting survey at Schofield. We found that those fingerling tiger muskies that we released during the summer, and, you know, back then they were three or four inches long. Those are now close to 20 inches long. So they've been eating well out there. We're really excited about it. Last week we've also stocked more trout, and Schofield has been famous for its rainbow trout fishery. So we want people to be able to catch rainbow trout right away. So last week we stocked about 1,000 rainbow trout that were already over 20 inches. So these are really, really big fish, ready to catch. And they're enormous. It was awesome. We also stocked tiger trout last week and wiper. So those species will be growing, throughout the winter months. In fact, we're really excited about ice fishing season this year because we think people will be able to catch really big trout and growing tiger muskies as well, which is really exciting. So anyway, we're excited about it, and we hope you all are too.
You know, those tiger muskies, they're doing kind of a double thing. They're helping out with the fish life that's already there, but they are a blast to catch.
Oh, absolutely.
I've only done it once, and it was so much fun. So it's definitely going to draw more people into Schofield just to fish those particular fish.
That's right. You know, one of the goals of this management plan was to create diversity for anglers. And, you know, we have, whether you're going up there with a family, you want to catch trout, there's opportunity for that. If you're into catching a giant tiger muskie or another predator fish like a wiper or a walleye, there's those opportunities too. So it's going to be a phenomenal winter and a phenomenal summer next year, I think. So we're really excited about it.
Well, Morgan, as usual, thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update on the hunting season as well as the fishing season as it will continue to grow in Schofield. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I think that's it. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. That has been another Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview or more Castle Country Focus interviews, you can head on over to castlecountryradio.com.